Hi. Bishop asked me to speak, so I'm just going to try my best to give a quick, practical word. It kind of goes in line. They're all here because we're doing a youth conference, so they've been getting filled up full of stuff, and Bishop asked me to speak. I'm just going to share a couple things that have been going on with me recently, and it'll be good. So just bear with me. We're going to take a journey through my brain. and it's just some practical stuff. One of the things that I struggle with is just resting in who God is. And a lot of the stuff that you guys have been learning and being fed with is, you know, knowing who you are, knowing your identity, and taking hold of that. And it's good to know that, but then life happens, and stuff comes up that you have to deal with. And it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And the verse that I'm going to read from, it's in Hebrews 4. And in chapter 11, it says, "Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter the rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience in which those in the wilderness fell," the Israelites. And for a long time, I didn't really understand what it meant. Resting is supposed to be really easy, and it says diligently strive to enter into rest. And if you've ever tried to fall asleep at night and your brain just won't shut up and it keeps going and going, you don't have any rest. And when stuff like that things come up in your life and you're not able to have a peace about anything and you're not able to rest and you can't go to sleep and it's just bugging and bugging. You have to strive and be diligent to try and enter into something because sometimes it's hard. And kind of my testimony, part of it is when I really started getting involved with God and knowing who God is and like really just pressing for everything and being, you know, on fire, full of faith and everything, I got diagnosed with brain cancer. And so I remember I had all these symptoms and it was before I ever knew anything. And I'm lying at home. I felt horrible. I've been throwing up all day. And I heard God speak to me, and he said, "Josh, this is serious, but you're going to be okay." And I was like, okay. And my mom heard the exact same thing. God spoke to her, and he said that this is serious, but he's going to be okay. So we go to the hospital, and, the doctor can't really figure out what it is. They scan my head, and they find out I have a brain tumor. And so at the same time he's telling, you know, all this stuff, I hear God, you know, in my head that this is serious, but you're going to be okay. You know, my mom had heard that too, but she's losing it, crying and everything. And so, but for me, and looking back on it, it was really easy. Like, you know, he's saying you have a brain tumor, you're going to have surgery, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not bragging. I'm just, I knew what God had said. And that was truth to me, and I knew I was going to be okay. So I was fine. Went through a bunch of stuff with that. But, and like I said, I'm not bragging because the next story I'll tell you, it makes sense, but it was really easy to just rest in what God had told me. And it was really easy to be okay with everything. And a few weeks ago, I found out, I'm a travel nurse. I found out my next assignment is in Connecticut. So I'm spending so much time trying to figure out where we're going to stay in Connecticut. And I drove my wife crazy about this because I wanted to figure it out. I wanted to take care of everything. And, you know, because we're going, I'm going to work in a hospital in Connecticut for 3 months, but we don't have anywhere to stay. So I'm looking at all these places. I look up apartments, places of rooms to rent, Airbnb. I finally find one, and I try and book it, and it says that the person will approve it within 24 hours. 24 hours passes. It's not approved. It doesn't work. I do it again. Another 24 hours passes, and I'm just stressed out and like, I need to figure this out. I need to do this. And another 20, it doesn't work out. I try contacting the person. The person never calls, you know, contacts back. I'm like, what are we going to do? Just freaking out. Like, you know, so I'm looking at other places. It's like 2 weeks of this just over and over and over, just stressing myself out. And, you know, I told you the other story first because God says it's going to be okay. This is serious, but it's going to be okay. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, you're going to have brain surgery. Okay. You know, that's easy. I need to find a place to stay in Connecticut. Like, crazy. That, you know, I can't see it. And it didn't really occur to me, how just neurotic I was being and crazy and just not resting and having faith. And we ended up in Bethel in their Sunday night worship service. And, we just by chance got to be there on a Sunday night. And so we went to their worship service, and it's like Jeremy Riddle, he's leading worship, and it's so awesome and powerful. And I'm there, and the Lord started speaking to me, and he just said, Josh, I am never, ever, 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 he just keeps going, ever, ever, ever going to give up on you. Ever. And it just hit me so hard. And I was like, oh, why do I not have that in me? Because I knew it then, but all of this stuff happens. Life happens. All this stuff creeps in. And slowly, slowly, it's just like the enemy picks away at you. And slowly that faith that was just so strong when the doctor is saying, you might die. I'm like, okay. That's easy. God's got this. He told me. But those little things just build up over time that just pick away at you. And the enemy's like, what are you going to do? And the only thing you have to do is just rest. And the way that you can do that is by having faith. And there's a cool other part in Hebrews 4 that it was just talking about how the Israelites believed the promises of God, but they didn't have faith. And that's why it didn't work out for them. But it just explains faith. The leaning on the entire personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness. And when you hit those places where you just can't find any rest and any peace, the only thing you need to do is to just remember the truth about God. That He's good. That He's never going to leave you. That He will never give up on you. And none of that stuff can compare. None of your problems are too big for God to handle. And even, you know, you can stress yourself out so much, well, if it doesn't work out, then I have to do this. Okay, but God's still good. Even if all that stuff goes wrong, the facts about it doesn't change the fact of who God is. And nothing you can ever go through, and any situation that won't work out, will never be too big for God to take care of. Because He never changes. We change, but God is going to be the same, no matter what you walk through. And His goodness will always be good. Amen?